IronPigSmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today here on this Tuesday, April 14th, 2026 edition. Michigan has implemented a cell phone in-school ban. The bill that Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed into law was House Bill 4141. It bans cell phone use during class time instruction only. Well, citizen groups have given the bill a C grade. Four national child safety organizations last week gave Michigan's new cell phone in-school ban law a C grade, saying it fell well short of the gold standard, the bell-to-bell policy. The groups heralded the Indiana model, which prevents access to cell phones during the entire school day. This allows students to reap the full benefits of a truly phone-free education. The group's Anxious Generation Movement, Smartphone-Free Childhood U.S., Institute for Families and Technology, as well as the Becca Schmiel Foundation. They also held up policies in Rhode Island, Kansas, and North Dakota as A grades. 18 states got B grades for having bell-to-bell bans that include having cell phones being accessible during the school day. Michigan's ban is only during instruction time. As soon as the bell rings, the kids are going to another classroom. They can pull out their cell phones, send messages, check their phone, take pictures, post things on social media platforms, all of that. When the bell rings, they go back into quote-unquote instruction time. Before national child safety organizations say it is very difficult to enforce. Also, there's no standards for teachers to take the phones from the kids during instruction time. Kind of interesting. Getting back to the data centers, this one just popped up literally 7 minutes ago. A coalition of county and township officials called Our Home, Our Voice Incorporated launched a petition drive last week in support of retaining more local control in deciding the siting permits and housing of data centers in the face of statewide standardization efforts. Spokesperson Kevin Martis said Lansing's zeal to expand housing options or water down local restrictions on short-term rentals are recent examples of Lansing's overreach. Our petition will make it clear that local officials and residents should have direct input when it comes to what's happening in our backyards. So this just literally came into the radio station now about 10 minutes ago, directly related to the previous story. United States Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, a Democrat from Dearborn, and other Michigan Democrats argued on Monday that the higher costs driven by federal policies and the global conflict are erasing any tax relief for working families as tax day approaches. That, of course, tomorrow, April 15th. Speaking on a press call, Dingell said claims that recent Republican-backed tax changes are delivering meaningful savings are overstated, pointing to data showing modest increases in refunds for middle-income households are completely outweighed by the rising expenses, cost of living. For households making between $50,000 and $100,000, refunds may go up by about $430. But increased gasoline costs alone are estimated to cost between $700 and $800 this year. Dingell added that lower-income households would see even smaller benefits. Those benefits will not cover the increased cost of everything people need to buy. Dingell and others tied the rising cost to the president's tariff policies. Energy prices going up due to the conflict in Iran, along with the higher prices, contributed to consumer items being delivered by trucks. Dingell cited increases in grocery prices, utility rates, and health insurance premiums are all compounding the pressures on household budgets. State Representative Julie Brixey, a Democrat of Okemos, said the situation is likely to worsen, warning that global instability could further disrupt fuel and fertilizer supplies, driving up costs for consumers and the farmers that produce the food. We are all feeling the pinch of higher gas prices, rising utility bills, adding the cost, increased cost for food prices could ripple through the entire ag sector. University of Michigan lecturer Kevin Self said the state is also losing out on clean energy investments, estimating that dozens of projects have either been delayed or canceled, costing thousands of potential jobs. A East Lansing homeowner, Ann Siegel, said federal incentives previously helped her install rooftop solar panels. That significantly lowered her monthly utility bills. However, she argued scaling back these incentives now will make it harder for others to reduce their costs. Well, all of the speakers at the event framed the issue as affordability crisis, contending that rising everyday expenses have offset any tax savings and have left many Michigan families struggling to keep up with basic costs. Well, earlier in the day, Brixey joined several 7th Congressional Democrats in hanging the price tags of these increases on their current Congressman Tom Barrett. Barrett campaigned on a promise to bring down prices, but he's done the exact opposite. Michigan families are already struggling to afford rent, groceries, and gas before we entered this unnecessary war. So the Democrats targeting specifically Congressman Tom Barrett in the 7th Congressional District. Very interesting political tactics. Let's see, we got time. Yeah, we can get this one in as well. Hillsdale County Circuit Judge Sarah Lindsay will decide in about 2 weeks if the former Adams Township clerk and her private attorney will have their case thrown out or will it go to trial. Stephanie Lambert, the attorney representing Stephanie Scott, the Adams Township clerk, went before the Hillsdale County Circuit Court for a pretrial hearing to discuss the witness list that could come at an upcoming trial if it's taken all the way to the trial court. A motion to throw out the case was, however, brought up by Scott's lawyers. Well, the Hillsdale Circuit Judge said she had not gone through the transcript of the previous hearings with Hillsdale County District Judge Megha Stuyvesant. Those were regarding the felony charges. Steve Coleman, one of the attorneys for Scott, said he didn't see a problem with the judge delaying her decision for 2 weeks. Coleman says, "We're optimistic. We feel really good about what happened today, and we'll see how the judge rules." Meanwhile, Lambert, who is representing herself, said that the judge should follow the law. She will be filing her own brief to join Coleman's motion to have the case thrown out. The law is the law, and this should be an easy decision for the judge. Again, the case was brought by Attorney General Dana Nessel's office back in December of 2024. This all goes back to alleged election voter data breach from the 2020 election. Again, using her office to go after political enemies. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Lots of information, lots of different stories, all kinds of court cases, all kinds of activities in the political arena. But one thing that is going to happen a week from today, next Tuesday, April 21st, is going to be the filing of signatures for nominating petitions. Candidates running for statewide office, Congress, U.S. Senate, and governors. Now, it's going to be interesting because the top leading candidates in the polling for governor right now claim to have the signatures. One of the candidates, though I've looked for the stories, haven't found them, is U.S. Congressman John James. Earlier in the year, back January, even as late as February, James was leading in the polls as being the front runner for the Republican nomination. No stories anywhere about the status of his signatures. Will he be dropping out of the race for governor? Will he be filing signatures to stay in Congress? Very, very interesting. Now, I've been monitoring throughout the show today, based on what's happening in Iran, the price of crude oil is down 6.5% since the start of the futures market this morning. Started off at $99 a barrel, well, it's down to $92.63. Now, it's very, very interesting the timing of this, these actions happening in Iran, the market reacting, the price of oil already starting to drop. A lot of things going on, like I said, all over the place. But by next Tuesday, we'll know who is going to be on the ballot. And then we can laser focus in on those candidates. I'll be reaching out to the Republican candidates and getting them on the show. So very, very interesting to watch that happen over the next week. And again, if any of you guys out there see any stories about John James turning in his signatures, send me a text message. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, let's get to this. Do we have time? Let me see. Yeah, I think we can. A student-centered special education funding model designed specifically to address the needs of individual students would cost $4.55 billion once it's fully implemented over a six-year period. This is being pushed by a statewide coalition, Reimagine Improve Special Education. This is an education bill being pushed to the legislature, who's working on the current fiscal year 2027 budget. Finance Reform Blueprint is supported by the Autism Alliance of Michigan, the EdTrust Midwest, and 15 other education, parent, and social advocacy organizations, joining together in a coalition they call RISE. Reimagine Improve Special Education. In the end, the blueprint for Michigan will be submitted to the lawmakers for consideration in this upcoming fiscal year budget. Advocates argue they've done all the analysis and the research, and now it's up to the legislature to implement the framework. More money, more money, more money. $4.55 billion over the next 6 years. And that's on top of the increases they already got in last year's budget. I just, you know what? I just shake my head. How much more tax and spend programs can they possibly come up with? Well, Perry Johnson's running on doing an audit. He claims that he can cut the budget in half and eliminate a lot of this wasteful spending. You got to base it on results. Absolutely have to spend it wisely. So we'll continue to monitor this one and see where this one goes in the budget process. Greatly appreciate you guys listening. Most informed, educated, engaged audience in radio, knowing what's going on in Michigan news and Michigan politics. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.